The next item on the agenda is for the campus dashboard from the Chicago campus. Chancellor Almeers, are you ready
to make
that presentation? Thank you.
Thank you, President. Easter.
I should point out for the people in the room, it's hard to see the screen. But apparently, if we drop the lighting down in the room to make the screen easier for us to read, it's nearly impossible for the people who are watching via video. So this is as good as it's going to get today, and we'll work through that.
I'll try to be brief, but there's a lot of data to be covered. Let me begin by saying, in January 2012, Avijit provided a sterling overview of why dashboards, what is the utility. During that presentation, he provided us with the peer group or the reference group for each of the campuses, and he presented several dashboards on the student outcomes. So I don't want to necessarily replicate that conversation. I want to move beyond it. And again, in my own way of thinking, to take each dashboard, each item, and speak of it or about it without context doesn't add value. So what I tried to do was to think deeply about the mission of the campus, some of our overarching goals, and to place the dashboard data into these respective goals. I hope this is making sense because, as I said, to speak about each dashboard in the absence of context doesn't add the kind of intellectual value that I think we're looking for. Each board member has every dashboard that was presented in January in your packet with an analysis and next steps. The buff document that you have for the presentation is a truncated version. Okay, so we're on the same page. Let me begin with the categories of performance metrics. These are the several categories that I will attempt to discuss within the time allotted. The mission of UIC becomes very important for contextualizing the conversation. As a public university, we want to cultivate the highest intellectual ambitions of our faculty, students, and staff. At the same time, create a better society, a better world society. There were several goals, overarching goals, they were organic in nature. These goals came about through vigorous conversations with faculty, students, staff over a period of a few years, as well as strategic planning meetings and workshops and discussions. I'm only going to focus on the four goals here. Focus on our academic excellence, student access, and student success. Emphasize transformative impact and social good of our work. Grow our translational and entrepreneurial and engaged research and discovery enterprise to include many approaches to knowing, and foster diversity in a global perspective. So goal number one is about access, excellence, and student success, and affordability. Okay. I'll move on to the dashboards now. The UIC provides, so what I tried to do was to co-locate data, or the slides that made intellectual sense given the topic. UIC serves a very large population of students from low-income families. Our tuition, and Chairman Kennedy asked this question last year, you know, how does our tuition compare to institutions located in Chicago? Well, we're at the mid-range in terms of tuition, tuition when we compare ourselves to institutions located in Chicago. But we are relatively high to other public research universities in our peer group. So the next slide, we'll take each slide one by one. The undergraduate tuition and fees at UIC are at the top of our peer group. I mentioned that. And why? Well, perhaps some of the cost is associated with offering a cutting-edge health, I call it a